This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, the Secretary of Defense on Capitol Hill.
In recent days, there has been a good deal of discussion about who bears responsibility for the terrible activities that took place at Abu Ghraib. These events occurred on my watch. As Secretary of Defense, I am accountable for them, and I take full responsibility.
For nearly 3 hours, Donald Rumsfeld, along with some of his top uniformed commanders, faced questions from the Senate Armed Services Committee, and that was followed by a second appearance before the House Armed Services Committee.
In this part of our program, highlights from today's Senate testimony. It began with Secretary Rumsfeld's statement. He accepted responsibility and offered an apology.
I feel terrible about what happened to these Iraqi detainees. They're human beings. They were in U.S. custody. Our country had an obligation to treat them right. We didn't, and that was wrong. So to those Iraqis who were mistreated by members of the U.S. Armed Forces, I offer my deepest apology. It was inconsistent with the values of our nation. It was inconsistent with the teachings of the military to the men and women of the armed forces, and it was certainly fundamentally un-American. Further, I deeply regret the damage that has been done, first to the reputation of the honorable men and women of the armed forces who are courageously and responsibly and professionally defending our freedoms across the globe. They are truly wonderful human beings, and their families and their loved ones can be enormously proud of them. Second to the President, the Congress, and the American people, I wish I had been able to convey to them the gravity of this before we saw it in the media. And finally, to the reputation of our country. The photographic depictions of the U.S. military personnel that the public has seen have offended and outraged everyone in the Department of Defense. If you could have seen the anguished expressions on the faces of those in our department upon seeing those photos, you would know how we feel today.
Rumsfeld announced that a new panel will examine the response to the abuse allegations and report back in 45 days. He also said Pentagon procedures will be reviewed. At one point, his statement was interrupted by protesters in the audience.
Today we'll have a full discussion of these terrible acts, but first let's take a step back for a moment. Within the constraints imposed on those of us in the chain of command, I have a few additional words.
That was the only demonstration at the Senate hearing, but the questions of some senators were often antagonistic and in two cases addressed recent calls for Mr. Rumsfeld's resignation. The Defense Secretary and General Richard Myers, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, both defended the military's handling of complaints of treatment at Abu Ghraib earlier this year. They pointed out that the Central Command had put out a news release back in January saying that allegations of abuse were being investigated. But they were grilled by the senators for not informing them sooner, and questions were raised about whether the abuses at Abu Ghraib were encouraged by military intelligence officers eager to soften up detainees for interrogation.
Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, the ranking Democrat on the committee, asked about responsibility up the chain of command.
Secretary Rumsfeld, would you agree that people who authorized or suggested or prompted the conduct depicted in the pictures that we've seen, as well as those who carried out the abuses, must be held accountable? That anybody who authorized, knew about, prompted, suggested in the intelligence community or otherwise, that conduct must be held accountable? That's my very direct question to you.
The pictures I've seen depict conduct, behavior, that is so brutal and so cruel and so inhumane that anyone engaged in it or involved in it would have to be brought to justice.
Would that include anybody who suggested it, prompted it, hinted at it,
I think
directly or indirectly? I just want to know how far up this chain you're going to go. Are you going to limit this to people who perpetrated it, or are we going to get to the people who may have suggested it?
That is exactly why the investigation was initiated. That is why it's being brought forward, and we'll find what their conclusions are, and I'm sure they will make recommendations with respect to prosecution.
But in terms of the standard, does anybody who recommended or suggested directly or indirectly that conduct in order to extract information, are they also, in your judgment, if that occurred, violative of our laws and standards?
Certainly anyone who recommended the kind of behavior that I've seen depicted in those photos needs to be brought to justice.
One of the most aggressive questioners of Secretary Rumsfeld and General Myers was Senator Lindsey Graham. He's a freshman Republican from South Carolina.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the explosive nature of these photos, apart from court-martial, apart from legal proceedings. And most of us here found out about it on television. And if we knew enough to say, don't air a show that's going to be bad, why did we not call the president, call senior members of Congress, to prepare us for what we were eventually going to see? That's the essence of my concern about all this.
Senator Graham, in my opinion, we could have done a better job of informing Congress of these pictures and this situation.
That is an honest and fair answer. Secretary Rumsfeld, people are calling for your resignation. Somebody is drafting an article of impeachment against you right now. I've got my own view about people who want to call for your resignation before you speak, but I'll leave that to myself. Do you have the ability, in your opinion, to come to Capitol Hill and carry the message and carry the water for the Department of Defense? Do you believe, based on all things that have happened and it will happen, that you're able to carry out your duties in a bipartisan manner? And what do you say to those people who are calling for your resignation?
Well, it's a fair question. Certainly, since this firestorm has been raging, it's a question that I've given a lot of thought to. The key question for me is the one you posed, and that is whether or not I can be effective. We've got tough tasks ahead. The people in the department, military and civilian, are doing enormously important work here in countries all over the world. And the issue is, can I be effective in assisting them in their important tasks? Needless to say, if I felt I could not be effective, I'd resign in a minute. I would not resign simply because people try to make a political issue out of it.
And Democrat Evan Bayh of Indiana followed up on that question.
In your opinion, even though you weren't personally involved in the underlying acts here, would it serve to demonstrate how seriously we take this situation and therefore help to undo some of the damage to our reputation if you were to step down?
That's possible.
I appreciate your candor.
Some other points that came out today. Secretary Rumsfeld revealed that not only are there more photos of abuse, there are videos as well. When asked when he first saw the pictures from Abu Ghraib, he said last night at about 7:30. As to when he told the president about the abuses at the prison, he said he couldn't remember exactly, but thought it was sometime in late January. And as for what the president said in reply, he said, well, this was more a case of him informing the president of a list of current issues during one of their regular meetings.